you see the perfection. You become aware of the perfection of all that exists. This is because you let go of judgmentalism. You don't process anything. You see, one part of consciousness is the processor. It doesn't just see a thing, it instantly processes it. That processing happens in 1/10,000th of a second, and it's very hard to get ahead of it. In a high meditative state, you can suddenly cross, see things as they are, before the processor gets to it. The processor comes in 1/10,000th of a second and edits everything. As it's received, it's edited as fast as you perceive it. Therefore, in ordinary life, what you're constantly witnessing is what your consciousness has processed. You're not seeing what is. You're seeing what has been processed in 1/10,000th of a second. It's been interpreted, labeled, given a name, made right or wrong, pro and con, anti. In one instant, one can catch it, however. In the time I caught it, when a rabbit ran in front of the car, and just as the rabbit ran in front of the car, my foot pushed down on the brake and stopped the car, brought the car down, and I caught that I did it before I thought of doing it. And I caught the ego trying to take credit for saving the rabbit's life. No, the foot went down and slowed and saved the rabbit's life. And then the ego jumped in 1/10,000th of a second and claimed credit. So in the higher meditative states, what happens is you eventually cross over the processor. You see everything as it is, not as it has been processed. Belief systems are so powerful, they're like a television set. They interpret and process everything. You see nothing as it is on television because everything, the angle has been selected, the lighting has been selected, the sound has been selected, the verbal description has been selected, the politicalization has been selected, the grammar has been selected. Thousands of selections have occurred before you even get a chance to view it on television. So when you say you saw it, you didn't really see it. What you saw was a processed interpretation of it with multiple slants. You know, why they even picked this particular scene to take a picture of. I mean, in the mere selection of it, they're saying, this is important. This contains a hidden message in the visual imaging, in the soundtrack, whatever. So what we see is an edited world. Within ourselves is the processor, which is pretty much like a TV production studio. It selects what to consider important, how to interpret it, how to feel about it, etc. It comes to you once in a while in a meditative state, not necessarily formal meditation, but a time very often when you're walking along in the woods and not thinking about anything in particular, and all of a sudden time seems to stop. The whole woods becomes silent. You can hear every leaf fall. It's magical. Time comes to a stop. Judgmentalism stops. Mentalization stops. And I would say the old-fashioned tape recorder, you recorded it, and then you heard it come out the other end. And that was already edited within 1/10,000th of a second. And when the processor stops, you hear it the way it's coming into the recording machine, not how it comes out of the monitor. So that is a divine state. I think that state occurs from 600 and up. So that state occurs consciousness level 600 and up, where the internal processor stops processing information and just experiences it as it is, with no intervention, with no editing. With the removal of perception, then the radiance of divinity shines forth as the exquisite beauty and perfection of the world. That calibrates at 645. So when you have those experiences, you're seeing the world the way it is. So these are the expanded states of consciousness that we strive for with meditation, fasting, religious, spiritual techniques and rituals, which we hope to increase by the advancement of our own level of consciousness.